I'll make the story dandy Andy, like your homeboy Randy, who buys a Mandy, shops with my ex-girl Sandy with the dope flat top. Sandy used to sport a mop, a slap that used to drop in all weather, and reminded me of Heather's Jerry's that used to drip on a pleathered berry. Members only jacket with a built-in sweater, and oh yeah, I can't forget about the varsity letter. Sandy and Heather were friends who acted better than everyone else. They were high on herself. I remember meeting Sandy outside a Mandy shop one day playing the role girls play. I seen her turned around, tilted my sunshades up, seen her sneak up, he quite chic, but I knew that she was clocking and her methods was weak. Discreetly I stood and admired her posture, looked her up and down to see the bag marked Hofstra University. A college chick, I could dig it, so I approached like a businessman and tried to swing it. I was close, damn close, as I stepped, this girl looked better and better, till I seen her tuck a disco collar and a Virgo sweater. Forget her, I get disgusting, a prospect like Sandy, Mandy was lusting. Still I stepped to Sandy and Mandy, into my mind popped a line of Andy. I thought, Bill, get busy if you won't be lost, so I got busy. And then forced to endorse, suffer the loss, who the boss? I hadn't chose to, but even if I did, my ref Mandy's wouldn't be through. As I got close, her chin checked out the sky. She showed conceit from the head to the sole of her feet. What Sandy needed was a stiff stick of lean meat. My mouth opened to invite for the evening. Just then a group of gravel diggers rolled up cheesing. I was flattered and I shattered, I cracked a blush. Sandy and Mandy puffed, so I said hush. Told a pack of hungry wolves to go and mush. So Sandy, hello, she said hello, how are you fellow? I said, but she said, I'm Sandy and I'm fighting the rush. I said, don't try it, cause I seen you not once, but two occasions. You say no, which means go to the male persuasion. She said, excuse me, you're invading my airspace. I said, space, babe, work on your bad taste. But why you're dissing, cause conceit is never necessary. Along came Heather with the members, only colored berry. Juice dripping, pedestrian slipping, kids on bikes skidding, hustle glow isn't hidden. She said, who's he? I'm who you want me to be. The LUV, but don't say nothing till you take off your lead twills. Chill, she tried to kill the build with one good swing, while Sandy stood up frontin' on a real, real good thing. I stepped back, I threw a nice girl punch back, hit her in the head and see the Jerry Cubs fly back. Shooting juice, I had to duck so I wouldn't get oily. What a shame. What beautician was to blame? Still in front of Mandy, still Sandy, looking dandy, sucking on a candy apple, drinking Snapple, clocking me discreetly. She couldn't hide it, but now as Sandy dropped her drawers, I wouldn't ride it. So I stepped my own way in another direction. I never sweat Sandy, cause I ruined my reputation. I walked away and heard Sandy say wait, but it's too late, cause something great she had let pass by playing fly.